opinions, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Hey, BAM. I figured it out.
What, Novak?
When I can't skateboard no more, I know what I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, God, what?
I want to work in the kitchen at the Buckley's Tavern.
Why?
Well, I realize that if you sell yourself short, then when something cool happens, then it's a bonus.
It's always a laugh at my expense, fellas. Real nice.
We're driving in the Lambo today, and he's all freaking out because I'm driving all fast. Novak, I got it under control.
Oh, Hogwash, fam, you're driving all out of control. You already drank 3 beers.
He's drinking and driving like it's his job, dude.
When did you start drinking?
Today at 1. I had a massage appointment at 2:30, so I didn't know what to do with myself, so I went to Iron Hill. Dude, would you quit that? I have Novak here, and I have Shit Goose here, and they're both... Dude, why on the mic?
Seriously.
Dude,
on.
You have SARS.
I got the bird flu.
I had to room with his ass at the Hard Rock Hotel in Chicago yesterday, 2 days ago.
Dude, when he came back...
He's so minging, dude. I couldn't even sleep because he's snoring and like...
Like that Arizona trip, remember?
Minging.
Banging that broad out. I was banging around. How about yours? Dude, you bad made me feel like a fucking healthy man. He comes up and he's like, dude, like you must be really healthy. I had to room with you for a day. Cheers to you, fat fuck.
It was a sick week, man. I've been sick for like fucking 3 weeks.
Because you're fucking a battery corona pussy.
Your mother's a battery corona pussy.
You're coughing, you have solder, you have a cold sore on your lip because you're sucking a battery corona.
You just showed me red spots in your dick. You ever think it might have to do with your fucking sexual partner?
Oh, no.
What do you know?
It's you, man.
Grand tour.
So, bam, I got laid last night.
I don't care, no, man. You have a girlfriend.
I've been sick since fucking Jess's, wedding.
Dude, you might as well just give up.
Speaking of wedding, talk about fucking Kevin at Jess's wedding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, your family was hell. I'm sorry. Your Chichester family.
First of all, it's a nice wedding at a nice place called Greystone Hall.
Kevy's thugged out waiting to shank somebody.
Everybody's wearing tuxedos, including me, which I refuse to do, but I did it just to please my brother. So next thing you know, Kevy shows up in a crooked-ass hat with a 5XL white t-shirt.
With a hooded sweatshirt with a hood on.
Drunk as hell. Wait. He just starts problems with random dudes. He's like, dude, I walked outside and he walks up to this guy. He's like, yo, what are you, a cop, motherfucker? He's like, do I look like a cop to you? Well, if you was a cop, I'd beat your fucking ass, pussy. And he's like, why?
Insane.
It's just a dude who's buddies with Kelly. Why cause problems at a wedding like that? Cause problems at fucking Firewaters or something.
Even his dad was causing problems, dude. His dad grabbed my drink ready to fight me. I'm like, whoa.
Well, the thing was, his dad overheard the guy who he called a pussy for looking like a cop that he totally wasn't. Wearing a suit.
Like,
so Kevin walks away, he's like, man, what the fuck was that about, man? I should have beat his ass. And then big Kevin heard that. He's like, oh, you want to beat his ass? Why don't you try to go beat his ass? Because I bet you beat your pussy ass.
Oh, God.
Dude, all this guy's doing is attending a wedding that Kelly invited him to, and he just wanted to sip on a few drinks. He didn't cause any problems.
Let's just let it die down. Yeah. Let the fire fucking simmer out.
Oh, and during the wedding ceremony.
What else you got to say, G? Oh, God, let's hear it. What do you got to say?
No. Why don't you cough first, you son of a
man.
You are minging.
During the wedding, before Kelly walked down the aisle, I was filming her, blah, blah, blah. And then Kevin came in.
I was filming, by the way, Grindy Photography. You'll see it on there.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, and the look on her face, she's just like, what the fuck? Like, dude, priceless.
Oh, God, it was pissed.
I mean, you also forgot to mention he had Timberlands on and those big sweatpants. Yeah.
With a hooded sweatshirt.
Oh, man. He just comes walking into the church. Dude, like, the cross went upside down.
Jeans are bad enough. But sweatpants.
Dude.
He showed up to a wedding
with Timberland boots.
Sweatpants.
pants.
And Timberlands.
He couldn't even have the courtesy of throwing on a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Even jeans is rude. Yeah. Sweatpants is just off the fucking hook.
Makes me keep my mouth shut. I don't know, man. I'm not going to fuck with you, dude.
How'd it feel to be in church, dude?
Yeah, yeah, man. I was nervous as hell.
Dude, the fucking holy water was like...
I slept maybe 2 minutes prior to the wedding, you know what I mean?
Crosses just fucking slipped outside.
We had a long nighty night before, dude.
Oh, man, I was making fun of Novak during the wedding ceremony in the church because there was this little confessional booth there. So I'm sitting at the confessional booth like...
God, it's me, Novak. I know in your house. I know I'm in your house right now. So if you could just do me one favor, please let me walk out this very church and find a little bag of books, she'll hide in the bushes, and maybe like a bottle of wine or something. But you don't gotta do the wine. I'm more concerned with the books.
Always laugh by expense.
Boy.
Oh God, I need. So it's rare. Usually you bring your fucking Ming Head co-partner with you. Worse yet.
Oh, dude.
What, are you sick of him?
She's sick of you because he sold your Mercedes truck and now you're riding around.
She don't want to French him because he's eating out of crowded ass bag.
And you drive it to Tacoma. And you drive it to Tacoma, dude. You're like,
you're trying to do her a favor by eating her out. Now you have a million ass cold sore and she don't want to hang out with you.
Yep, you got it.
Man, what's going on,
dude? Dude, it's just the downward spiral, man.
Nothing new in your life.
Yep, you got it.
See a new nin shows?
Fuck yeah, I saw him twice this past week.
Are you sucking trying off yet or what?
I wish.
He really does.
He really does. Dude, tell about how you had to like really almost kill him to go on the trip. You got so mad to beat me.
Which, dude, why into the mic?
Come on, G.
Because it take annoys medicine. You.
It annoys every listener out there.
Well, stop.
I'm looking at the computer. I just saw 5 people change the station.
Computer.
Real cool, G. We're looking at our imaginary things.
Every
here.
Cough we hear, we lose one customer.
What's up this fucking gay rose tattoo on your head?
I know, it looks like a big black blob.
For the record. Novak has a tattoo on his hand. It's a rose, but it looks like
it's
someone
peeling.
Spilled. It looks like someone spilled ink on the fucking
it's
hair.
Peeling, dude. It's peeling.
Bullshit.
All right.
Here's Novak's girlfriend Mandy. What do you think of his new tattoo on his hand?
I have no comment.
Speak,
you think it's a big black blob, don't you?
I was the first one that said that.
You're right.
I did.
I didn't know
that. First thing that I said to you. Looks like a big black blob.
It's peeling. What's peeling got to do with a blob?
What does that have to do with anything?
Listen,
it's just a. It doesn't matter if it's light gray. It doesn't matter if it just looks like a big blob. It's on. It's on the.
It's like
it's on the palm of his hand.
No, not the palm. The top of the hand.
Top of his hand.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have any other tattoos on.
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna cast a vote tonight.
Oh, you can't wait. Can
I'm gonna shoot a photo of it. And I'm going to put it on my website.
Wait, it's got to be proper light and shit,
what's your website? Because I don't think anybody knows.
I don't think anyone knows it. And I'll have people vote it, and they'll decide.
Let me
shoot a
few. Get it right. Yeah, we didn't tell them about my new tattoo.
What's your website, G? Because I don't think anybody knows.
I don't think anyone knows either.
What's it called, dude?
You real blurred out.
Dude, this looks like shit, man.
Let me look at it on the camera.
You got the biggest job stopper.
Go to RyanGphotography.com and look at Novak's minging-ass blob on his hand.
Let me see.
Bullshit. Look at that, dude.
Bullshit.
Dude,
it's peeling.
It looks medium up close. Before
I would rather
it looks
have
like a big piece of tar. It looks like you got ran over, and then somebody was like, "Hey, can you get that tar out of your hand?" Like, fuck, I can't wash it.
Tar hands.
Bad lighting.
Bad lighting. Bullshit. Okay. Speaking of bad tattoos, let's talk about your other one.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit!
Oh,
I'm surprised
man.
We didn't start off the show with this.
I had a Halloween party. I had a Halloween party, and. Everybody had to dress up in order to get into the house, so I dressed up as a big needle, which was Novak, and then, what are you doing with that? And then, G, what were you?
I was a wigger.
You were a wigger.
You were what you wanted to be at true heart.
Yeah, no, Bantha, I was all nine.
And Novak was a gay biker, and he was so stoked on his gay biker outfit.
Dude, that part was
that
the best part
I called a tattoo guy to come in and tattoo on his arm 2 homos fucking with rollerblades.
Check it out, dude.
Look at that minging ass.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
The rollerbladers are
naked. I must
naked,
say, I like the shape,
tatted.
Though. It's a cool looking shape.
I think I like the gay tattoo better than the blob.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fuck you. Let's get an opinion from someone that hasn't seen yet. Case, what do you think of my new tattoo, bud?
No, I have no comment. I can't. what are you gonna put there instead?
Like if there's two homos like humping on his arm, that's one thing. But you could actually see the dick in the ass with another hog coming out.
It's fully padded too.
It's so homo.
And rollerblades.
How long did it take?
It took about an hour and a half. Three hours.
Even the most raging homo on 13th and Spruce would be like, yo, that's too homo for me, dude. Now I suck me.
Yeah, I know. Even dudes sucking mean hard cocks don't even take it this far.
Should we play a song? Let's play a song right now. Sounds good. Are you guys?
Why? Because we're not talking about you. And
I know. We're not talking about www.gron.com.
All right, I'll play a song. I'll play 69 Eyes. No one's heard this yet. It's a secret track that only I get. It's called Pitch Black, and it was supposed to be off of Devils, but they didn't put it on there.
How much money do I need to get my bank account to get, like, secret tracks?
Just shut up. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I'm gonna right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faxon 28.
That was 69 Eyes from Finland, and that was called Pitch Black. And
if you forgot, only Bam has it because he's a cool guy.
How come you don't have a 69 Eyes tattoo?
How come you're always trying to drive my cars, and now my girlfriend just got a new Range Rover trying to drive
so
her?
So sweet. I can't wait to drive that car.
You don't take care of anything.
Don't take care of it. Remember the day that you were begging to drive the Ferrari? You backed your fucking BMW X5 into the curb, and then he scratched the rim so bad that he got out. He actually backed up to look at it and then scratched the other one, too. He hit it twice.
Oh, you can fix it.
In the cul-de-sac.
You can fix it.
Yeah, you just wake up the fuck up.
Miss, you gonna let Shit Goose drive?
He's like the worst driver I've ever seen.
Worst driver? I'm the most skilled.
You drive in the grass on the shoulder.
That's because me and Bam are racing all the time.
Dude, Shit Goose, if I follow him, he's like, yo, follow me to this spot. I'm on 202.
In front of him.
He doesn't pass people, like, you know how people pass others on, like,
right,
the left lane?
Left.
He doesn't use the fast lane to pass people. He uses the fucking shoulder.
What are you, above the law or something? You don't follow the law?
If you've been on the gumball before...
Stop name dropping, bitch.
Name dropping, yeah.
It'll change your life. She was on the gumball once, and now he feels like every time he wakes up, even if he's going to, like, thrift drug, he's got to fucking take the shoulder and pass people.
And little did G forget to announce that he wasn't invited on the gumball. He was invited on the gumball to take photos. G acts like he was like a main driver contestant.
I was
invited.
I was invited.
So how did it change your life?
Because I had to drive too.
Yeah, because you were the bitch boy. When people got tired, they gave
it to you. Exactly. When people got tired, I hopped in the car and went.
Here's a conversation with G. Yo, what's up? What is this, Shit Goose? Yeah, what are you doing? Flying down the road. He's like passing cars left and right on the shoulder. Where are you going? Cork. He feels like he's in the fucking gumball, even going.
Just going to
court.
What's your problem, G? You're just living the dream of gumball all day, every day in your head.
We're going again this year, right?
Did you know what's going on with this year?
I heard it's fucking gonna be insane.
We actually, you put your car on a fucking
cargo plane.
A cargo plane, and then we go to Hong Kong and drive around there.
Serious?
Then we hop back on another plane. They take us to like Shanghai and shit.
Can I come on this trip?
Russia.
Dude, you have warrants. You can't. You don't have a fucking passport.
I don't have no warrants.
Let's get back to this gay tattoo you have on your arm.
How about the one on your fucking leg?
I would think mine is way better than that.
No, it's
not. No, yours is pretty.
See, your tattoo's ugly.
You have a raver on your leg, dripping on acid with a whistle.
I don't know, dude, but it's like a millimeter big, and that can get covered up. The one on arm.
Did you do it after 8 years? Now you're fat.
I think I had it for the.
And you've gained like 80 pounds, so now the little face is turning into like a fat face because your skin spread out.
Right,
fat face.
Dude, you got the ultimate job stopper tattoo on your fucking hand.
He had a nice, skinny, handsome raver. Now he's got a fat fuck.
Now he's got a fat finger on his leg.
I should get a tattoo that says fat fuck underneath the raver.
Yeah, because that's what your girlfriend has. Fuck you, Novak.
You don't need a tattoo. You can just be it.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I got Oz all over in Baltimore tonight. Guess what we got it on his ass as a tattoo?
Your autograph.
My autograph on Oz's ass, dude. I kind of feel bad for you, Oz.
Yeah, I was listening
like,
to this.
That's like what you do to somebody in prison when you make them your bitch.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a photo.
It's such a sloppy autograph, too.
I was loaded. It was like 5 a.m.
It looks like a varicose vein.
It looks like your battered gross pussy.
Vein.
I don't know, man.
What do you know, G?
I know how to cough.
I know how to cough and fuck dirty pussies.
I fucking laugh. This is a tattoo, dude. I'm going to send this to your mom. Yeah, right. Do it.
He went to go visit his mom, and he was going to show her, but he showed her the big blob on his hand, and she was like, that thing's ugly. And he was like, well, I'm definitely not showing you the homo fucking on my arm or
Maddie, I took Maddie with me. I haven't had the nerve to show my mom this one yet, dude. She's going to lose her mind.
Dude, your mom's going
to
shoot you.
Explain to her what you got, though?
No, maybe drunken phone call one night.
I'm sure your lawyer brother's going to be pleased with that one.
Oh, yeah, dude. My lawyer brother works in the White House. We'll probably disown me at this point.
You should get the.
He didn't even email me from his work computer because it's so high tech.
You know what he did do, though? He did call you to tell you that he was reading a book and he
was semi-impressed, even though he had to read about you getting your dick sucked by some 40-year-old mayor.
Yeah, no, he's quite impressed. You know, that's the first thing I've completed since middle school. I'll tell people that at the bar, they're like, what a joke. I'm like, actually, bitch, I'm dead serious. Get out of my face. Like, this book is the first thing I've completed since middle school. It's the last thing I have a fucking completion of certificate for. So I get an email from my brother, who's quite impressed, who has never seen me finish a goddamn thing in my life. But he finished the book. Yeah.
Did you copy it?
Oh, actually, let's talk about the phone call that little fucking Minger Boy Wonder here gets.
Yeah, you're jerking off in the corner.
This dude's out back fucking eating steaks and fucking fine wine in it. And who calls you, dipshit?
Dr. Dre.
What'd he say to you,
and
dude?
That's not a joke either.
He's dead serious.
Yeah.
It
was like a long conversation he had, didn't
he? There's some girl named Darius Chappelle or something. She's like a publicist, and she got a hold of my manager, and then they connected me to like Dr. Dre, and he was just saying that he likes Viva La Bam and shit, and
if we ever
cross paths or whatever and have free time, he would make a guest appearance. It was weird though.
Him and Eminem, right? They both like him.
Yeah, yeah. I thought his voice would be deeper though. It was just
not that deep.
It was such a strange conversation. It was cool, but it was just like...
Didn't it take like 10 minutes for the conversation to actually happen because of people calling people because it was so high-tech?
Yeah. It was pretty weird, though. Like, when I hung the phone up, I was just like, I just talked to Dr. Dre. Like,
what type of stuff did you say? Let's get
here. I am an outback. He was... Well, I can't say.
Well, you can say... Think of things you can say. The listeners want to know, because we can all know that you talked to him, but tell us some little simple questions he asked you.
He was just saying that Eminem is working on new records on Rustone.
Really? I think from the magazine tabloid.
I think called you or whatever because of New Teen People.
Do you know what Kevin do you think?
Right up on 50 Cent.
Yeah, I went to his house and then Teen People asked me all this shit. Next thing you know, I got a full page in Teen People. I was like, dude, 50 Cent house.
50 Cent.
And on the covers, Ashley Simpson and Jessica Simpson.
Oh, you hear what that little bitch did in London the other night? God,
she's a cunt.
She's such a little whore.
What happened?
She went to this McDonald's, right? I guess it's like 1 a.m.
What was it, on the news?
Yeah, tabloids,
on
news,
the internet
shit. And she orders, you know, McDonald's is 24 hours. There's only a late night menu. And she orders this food. And the fucking ringer upper broad says, I can't give it to you, you know, it's past 12 a.m.
Ringer upper broad.
And she's like, well, let me speak to your manager, because I'm sure your manager would kiss my feet if they knew I was here. And he's like, okay.
Why don't you ship back, Wason?
That's what I heard. And then she looks at the guy behind her in line and says, what, you kiss my feet? He's like, no.
Really?
Dude, that bitch needs to come off her high horse and realize that she's no special thing at all. And if her career disappears, we won't, like, be upset about it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
My name's Novak. I ain't gonna lose any sleep.
Oh, Paris Hilton got into a car accident last night.
What happened?
Her lattice, whatever.
Drunk driving.
Just fucking crashed right into a truck.
I thought they weren't together anymore.
Or the other... No. No, this new...
Get your stories right, bitch.
Lattice or...
Paris Lattice? Huh?
Stravis.
Look. She has a new guy?
Yeah, a new Greek dude.
Roddy Bob's like Greeks. You like to bang Greeks out before, man.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah. Richer than the
what
others,
the fuck
dude.
Does she need to be dating billionaires for? She's already a zillionaire.
Multi.
Paris, what's the point? Why don't you go find some handsome construction worker?
Go get a bike
worker.
Messenger.
Go find a handsome construction worker. You'll be so stoked on that. What the fuck does a billionaire care if they're marrying a zillionaire? It's all the same.
Why?
You can still get 20 Lamborghinis.
And
still
get the press. They don't need press.
They can buy Lamborghini.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, they can buy a Lamborghini. I thought you said, they can buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, no, they can buy it. They have so much money.
Gee, tell us an exciting thing that's happened in your life this week.
Well...
You're so boring.
He's like,
I'll tell you something exciting. I met Bam in Chicago, and I didn't want to go out to eat at any like fancy restaurants or anything. I just wanted to order room service the whole time, and Bam never knew why, but then I realized that Kingman's footing the bill on everything. So I just sat in the hotel room all day and just ate it the fuck up.
Is that why you wouldn't go out to any dinners?
I don't know. We didn't
You know,
we didn't
bitch
plan on going out to dinner, did we? That would look gay.
Don't that look gay?
I walked into the hotel room, and this dude's jerking off the porno.
That's what we do, dude.
Oh, God, dude. It's fucking...
I answered the door with a hard-on jacking off.
Yeah. Like, you got a girlfriend. Why are you watching pornos?
Because while you're away from your girlfriend...
She wasn't there for 7 days. It's better than getting a fucking black hooker like you, faggot.
I know, dude. We walked down from Atlantic City one night. Dude's got this fucking black hooker on his side asking for $5 all night long.
What?
Yeah, you would say what, wouldn't you?
Can we get $5, please?
So you're saying my girlfriend's black?
Dude, you know the story, buddy. Dude, I'll tell the story if people on radio and don't know.
Yeah.
I come down from the fucking Bird the Brigade. I come out 4:30 a.m. showing the lot to the bar, and I see Jeek like in the corner hiding in like the black shadows. I'm like, wait, is that Jeek?
You fucker?
No, it's him with some fucking random black, like, strange lady that was up to no good, dude.
Gee, who's your friend?
Gee, what's up with that, Gee? You can tell your girl now she's not here.
Keep it on the DL, man.
Keep it on the DL.
Oh, wait.
8,000 Americans just heard it.
8,000? I think you got more listeners than that.
Well, now that Howard Stern's on it, probably 80,000.
What's up with, I'm going to change the subject now.
Let me play a song first. Yeah. I'm going to play, let's see. Oh. Him re-recorded Stranded. And Love
God
Said No.
Damn, is that all you fucking know? Is
listen to this, you idiot.
Damn,
they re-recorded and Love Said No. It's the 616 version. It's a lot more metal than the other one, and you got to hear it.
Did he lose weight?
Take or that,
did
bitch.
Did he lose the weight he gained?
What are you talking
about? What are you talking about?
Just listen to the 616 version of Love Said No. Man. I like it better. This
he
Radio Fam Series 28 faction, not Shit Goose faction.
G-Unit!
That I feel my by, kids. Holy Lord, I got another. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Band. I'm serious, 28 Faction.
That was him in Love Said No 616 version, a new one, and I'm here with Brandon Shitgoose Novak.
Someone's loaded whammy.
And, whammy.
Shitgoose Novak.
And, and G over here has SARS.
He's like, Jeezy and Dirty Marine Battle Pussy. Dude, that song sounds
good. Marine War Pussy.
You're getting Marine War Dust, dude. That fucking. That what are you gonna say about
this? Let's hear what he changes the subject about.
I said that song sounds the same as any other fucking song.
Never mind that. Nobody cares about this song. They want to hear about the Marine War Dust.
Let's hear about Marine War Dust, dude. No, let's hear.
I'm just sick, man.
Yeah. Why are you sick, dude?
All right, let's change the subject. Why do you have Tiger Woods written down here? Please tell me.
Because he, when I went in the Mercedes today to pick up my car, there's this nice ass Mercedes in there. I forget what it's called, but CLS. It has the wings that go up,
the
doors. That one, yeah, it's there now. You can go look in the window.
God, I gotta go and check.
And
it out.
I said, did anybody buy? He said Tiger Woods came in and bought it.
What's he doing around here?
I think his parents live in Jersey.
We. Our dads might teed off together at one point in time.
Yo, my dad is usually teed off with him, I think.
I think means no.
Dude, the SLRs.
Is your dick hard right now? What would you rather do, fuck the SLR or your Marine Battle-winded pussy? Which one? SLR or Marine pussy?
You could probably get the fucking SLR if you didn't go to so many goddamn 9-inch nails costume, you fruit.
You should stab some rollerblades on his rollerblade.
You got fucking gay rollerbladers on your arm. My God, you want to talk about that shit.
He's making fun of the likes of you.
Exactly.
I'm not here. I'm sick.
That's fucking horse shit.
Let's talk about Taliban football. Enough football.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, what? This is fucking insane.
All right, I was watching, I don't know why, I was watching like Good Morning America or something.
Why were you ever up that early?
Because me and Shikus were in Chicago and we were bored. So we're looking at it and there's these three like Taliban member looking people. Dude, they looked straight out of Taliban. And they were on Good Morning America. Pissed off because of the way America treated them, because they went to a football game with two former presidents there, and they were in the corner of a private property area.
Restricted area?
A restricted area, looking at the wall, all three of them, and they're just like praying and talking and shit. Yeah. And people got freaked out, and I would have too.
Fucking right, dude.
And they got arrested. You
know? And they're mad because they're like, we pray 12 times a day. All right, well, if you're going to see a fucking football game, then minimize your praying.
Yeah. Why don't you pray before and after the game?
Don't go to some no trespassing zone and then start praying against a wall. It looks shady, and it makes fucking Americans feel uncomfortable.
It's shady, but I can say I somewhat understand it. I was in prison, right? And my cellmate happened to be this Muslim dude. And Muslim guys pray 12 times a fucking day. God. And every time
they minimize it to 10.
Well, I agree, but then he used to use our sink, because every time after they're done praying, they gotta wash their body.
Hogwash. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, well, go tell the Muslims in prison that. I bet you won't. I didn't. I said, congratulations. Keep praying, boys.
Hopefully I won't be in prison.
Well, Bam, you hang out with me long enough, we'll both find up there together. We can high five in jail.
If I go to prison, I want to go with somebody like you, dude, because I'll be all right.
Yeah, there's two homos fucking on your arm. They're not going to be pleased about that.
With Nidian on my ass and arms, dude.
Oh, dude.
And the blob on your hand.
Shut up, bitch.
It looks like you've...
It's your bitch's cum stain on my hand.
You fist fucked the fucking dude.
You're
going to
have
asshole.
A soft ass in jail, dude.
This is desert war powder
that's
on my hand.
You're going to have a that's soft fucking, ass in jail.
That's gay ass shit on your fucking
Our
hand.
Our head makes for a soft ass, boys, and I'm ready. Game on.
Your ass is minging, too.
Who's ripped bitch's ass?
All right, so look, I go through this fucking, I went to the signing the other day, right? But, you know, Boy Wonder here is out of town, so I go to the signing with Phil April, right? And I got that fucking faggot Randy from the real world there. God damn, he's not gay. I don't know what is.
From which city?
Right? From who the fuck cares what city? He needs to go back, right? So they want us up on stage and introduce us, Bam. Now, usually if Boy Wonder's here, he'll cause some chaos and get the crowd interested. But Phil and April is just like, hey, this is Blake Guy, 182. Congratulations, you know, so I'm like trying to get some riled up shit with my arms fucked up. So I'm like, alright, Randy, real world faggot, get up here with me, this is what you gotta do. I'm going to mispronounce the name of the band and where they're from, but I'm going to say it all wrong, and I need you to slap the shit out of me in my face. And this is slapping the face to me. In front of fucking 3,000 people, dude.
That light.
I mean, that was harder than what he did, dude. I felt like a fucking piece of shit, dude.
God, dude.
The real world wakes up the fucking real world up, man.
Dude, think about it.
Real about it.
The real world, they go on, like, after the real world's done, they go to, like colleges and sign autographs and get pussy. Is all they do is do nothing and somebody tapes it and then MTV happened to throw it on the air. So the only thing is that you go, hey, that's that guy that I saw on TV. What does he do cool? Well, he doesn't do anything cool. I just saw him on TV.
They go to the bar and drink. That's
yeah,
all they do.
I mean, cheers for a lifestyle. I'd fucking suck a dick to have it, but I'm just saying. At least put, like, I don't know. He was a nice guy. I sat down and told him at the table he's a nice guy, but goddamn, he's worthless. And I mean, you do a better job.
Did you feel like such a moron when he slapped you?
Yeah, I felt like I should have been on the real world. When he slapped me, I felt like I should be on the real world, dude.
Was he wearing, can you hear me?
Yeah,
that's was he wearing anal beads? What the fuck did he have? He had, I don't know what it was around his neck, but he was like fucking beads like the size of golf balls.
Some Shaka Zulu thing.
Is he white or black?
He's white. He's a nice guy, man. I'm sure he gets a lot of pussy. He's a real pretty motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, college, he's like a fucking Oswald, but not on the real world.
Yeah, I'd fuck him in and out of jail.
Yeah, I'd bang him out of the price rack, dude. That's priced everything. A lot of people say there isn't. I'd suck a dick on Super Bowl Sunday commercial for fucking, and swallow for $2 million cash on the table.
You would for 1.5.
Yeah, really.
That's the thing. He always says shit like that. Like, yeah, there's $2 million cash on the table. I'd suck a dick. Suck the cum and swallow. Dude, if there was $1 million, you would do it.
Of course.
If there were, if you saw a bundle of 200 grand in 20s, you would do it. 200 grand.
I gotta be loaded at that point. 10G.
I mean, he'd do it for 10G.
No, probably. Yeah.
Of course he would.
Is it Super Bowl Sunday?
You know what? You know what? If you had a stack of hundos that was 10 grand, it looks small, so he wouldn't. But if you had all these crumpled up $1 bills, he's like, oh, dude, that looks like a fun party for the next 10 days. I'll suck your dick. I'll do it.
But why would he? Why would you need to get wasted? Why? Look at the tattoo on his arm, and he did that for free.
Conversational piece, bitch.
Yeah, here we are.
It only lasts so long.
Look, you're still talking about it.
It'll only last
you know
so
what,
long.
The thing is, he has two homos fucking on his arm, tattooed, but when he walks into a room, he's the life of the party because everybody wants to know about it.
Party! You know, I like party.
You, on the other hand, is looking at a magazine of cars that you can't afford.
You're over
the too many goddamn Nine Inch Nails concerts.
You're over the corner, hunchback, fucking looking at goddamn skate photos, saying, oh, yeah, I'm a slug, I'm a snail. That's done. I'm over there fucking partying.
I'm a snail with SARS.
Hey, you know what I mean? My girlfriend, she gave me this herpes on the lip.
Dude, get that out of here, you fucking Ming hag.
One more call for you're coming to the bar and you're getting loaded on this bitch.
This is kicking
dude, the
off.
Next person that puts on that headphones there is going to have AIDS.
That's usually my C2 bitch, but I'm already having it, so who cares?
It's over there in the corner with a dump's at.
Well, she has ripped butt bitch's ass.
Don't worry about that. That's next week.
Small talk, bitch.
Let's, what about,
since when did you start running Radio Bam?
Taser.
Why don't you shut up, G?
Yeah.
Why don't you sign on or something?
Go log on.
Why don't you talk to some hot girl on the internet and then fax her a photo of you and your handsome.
When I was handsome. Yeah. Yep. Or say pictures for
never
Novak.
Never heard that one before.
Pictures for Novak.
Tell me something I never heard before.
Pictures for Novak to fuck, and then I find out 3 weeks later G's got him in town and we'll bring him over.
Anybody who wants to fuck Novak, send pictures to RyanG.com, and then he just takes them as his own and says, like, Novak's out of town, but Novak can't be out of town because he has warrants and he's hiding.
G's like, he leaves me in Philly. Like, can we just go to Bam see it? Now she's out of Bam's out of town. Novak's not there either. She just likes take pussy hostage. Dude.
Yeah, that's, then they come in and they stay in Manayunk and they don't even get to come to Westchester.
You take them to Kildare's where they don't get a goddamn drink on the house. You're too broke to buy them one.
Then he orders drinks and puts them on their tab. He's like, babe, if you're driving all the way from Texas, the least you can do is put this on your credit card.
Explain to us, G, how you do that stuff.
Yeah, why? We want to know right now.
This is great, man.
No retort, man. Your life is really shit.
It is, man. I'm like so sick.
You want to go to the bar and get fucked up tonight?
Dude.
I see something.
I'll SARS you, bitch.
I don't know how to use that headphone set again.
What is SARS?
What you have, and we're losing fans one by one from hearing your minging ass.
His girlfriend.
I don't know that too much.
Yo, when I went to the wedding, Rake Yon was there, and he just recorded a song. It's called the Rake Anthem. Let's hear it, and you guys can write to G's website if you like it or not. It's called Rake Anthem, song. Radio Bam Series 28.
Party.
Hey, let's go. Let me tell you a little story about a little hoe. She's a tramp on a trampoline, balances high and low. When she falls out, damn, she fell down low. When he roll, watch me roll down the road like an Amoroso roll. Butter to load on the ball of bread. Why watch your shit? Hey, you what I said? Here we go, yeah. Take this dude ahead. Motherfucker, I got shit underneath the covers and I'm buried in my bed. Oh, you know what I saw last night. Something like a pussy, but it just wasn't right. Say, woo, no, woo, woo, what a new, what a new, woo, new, woo, no, I roll all over your ass. So I wipe my ass with the same toilet paper twice and so fast. Ooh, I love the smell and I'm cheap as hell. Hey, hey, woo, did it, woo, break this shit, no. Watch me fucking kick it, watch me get wicked. Watch me start a fire in my pants. Third floor fire's where I taught my fucking clans. Booty, woo, woo. I'm 10-7 that, and bring it back, yo. Woo, woo. Roll it up, roll it up. Roll it up and send it out, yo. Roll it up, Fed exit. Who's gonna get it? Put on some necks, blow out of hair. Get ready to balls. Show this motherfucker how you gonna break the balls, yo. Girls are knowing, getting on the dance floor. Soon as they hear flowing and the shit gets wild and quick. You never seen shit hit the dick. Yo, baby, woo, diddy, woo, woo. You don't know how to rake go.
You like it?
I like that, yeah.
I only know how to make funny beats. I do the keyboards to that.
You did? Where did you record that?
In my basement.
Did you hear G's faggot new beats?
At my old house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did that shit with Billy in the basement. That was one of my favorites by far.
What, the acoustic shit?
Yeah. What about are you going to start recording stuff in the Hobbit Hole now, the new studio?
Yeah, we have been.
Yeah, man, you got a record label now, man. We got...
Did you sign 7-Eleven A-Rab?
7-Eleven passed the CD off to you, but I lost it. But I didn't lose it, but it's in my room. I'm like, get
we'll
it right
play
now.
It next week. There's a lot of good shit next week. This bitch ripped their asshole open on a motorcycle accident. We're going to be talking to her. She had to wear diapers because she was shitting herself on command.
All right, enough about that. Then I walk into 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven A-Rap is so in love with his fucking boy Wonder here. He gives me all these CDs. I'm not going to scounge around for them now, but they're in my room, dude.
7-Eleven A-Rap is insane, dude. He's going platinum.
So, dude, I did a pretty big thing this week.
What'd you do?
I had some bitch begging me to fuck her, and I didn't, because I have a girlfriend.
Is that Mandy?
No, different bitch.
What bitch?
Some bitch from some party, man. Hey, Oz. You got your microphone over there? Put it close to your face.
What was that?
Remember that party we went to and that bitch kept wanting to come home with me?
Oh, the one we went to when Seth and Hannah were there with her?
Yeah. And remember I pawned her off on you?
Was she a fuckable broad?
Yeah, she didn't
broad?
Want me, though. She wanted you.
Was she a fuckable broad?
Dude, she was good. She was five, but she had nice J's, but dude, she...
J's?
Jugs. Titties.
But she kept begging to fuck me, dude, and what'd I do, Oz?
She was bad. Yeah, he kept pawning her off to anything he could, but she wasn't having
it. Would you humped her on a random Monday or any day of the week?
I would have. I wanted to, and I started calling her, but she's like, Where's Brandon? Where's Brandon going? And Brandon's like, yeah, we gotta get out of here.
She's like, I got a girlfriend, bitch.
She was the worst.
Yeah. I got a little Ming Hag dirtbag that loves me, man.
She's probably one of your exes.
Dude, she's ate my ass like no other.
Ew.
Who, Mandy?
I think she's
love the bitch because he sucks my dick whenever I want, and I'm like, bitch, lick my minging ass.
I can't believe you suck his hemorrhoid ass.
Dude, me and Bam were like doing some editing last night. We finally walk out of the living room. Them two doing what?
Oh, yeah, they were fuzz
bumping. You guys were doing scissors?
They were scissor kicking.
They were kissing
fuzz bumping.
They're kissing. What's the clam? What?
Bumping clams.
They're bumping clams.
Bumping clam chowder.
No, they weren't, but we wanted them to.
Yeah, that's what we're working towards here, buddy.
Sip on that beer there, miss.
Hey, let's get the bottle of Crown here, ladies.
There's a lot of bump
Budweiser.
What'd
you
sip on that beer there, missy. It's only 7 o'clock. We got a lot of ways to go.
And the bartender's got drinks on ice for us.
Does he?
Yeah, man.
Who?
Adam. And I got some other friends waiting for me in the dark corners.
Yeah, I was in Chino, California like 5 days ago doing a demo with Element.
Come on, Oz.
I took care of it.
There was a product toss at the end, so I threw out this fucking skate deck, and these two kids were wrestling over for like 10 minutes, and the cops pull up. They didn't know what was going on. They thought it was a fight, so they tasered one of the kids.
Jesus.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Skateboard.
Break this fight up. It's like, dude, it's a product toss. Calm down. Like, that guy was going to get it, but then you tasered him, so the minger got it.
Did he go to jail? Did they lock anybody up or just taser?
No, they just they tasered the guy without even asking questions first.
Poor kid will never touch.
They thought it was a big riot.
No, here goes his skateboard.
Yo, dude, do you want to ride my skateboard?
Every time I see the skateboard, he's going to get all fucking twitchy and shit, not touch anything.
Is he convulsing or some shit?
He was just like shocking and let go of his skateboard.
Oh, that's crazy.
What do you know about that car, boy?
What?
Man, you got to bring
the food. Oh, and then that night I went to Laguna. And I was drinking some beer, and then
there's some applause there.
All of a sudden, I got all these like Jack and Cokes at my table, and like you know the bar was closing, and I had these 5 brand new Jack and Cokes.
Don't ever let them go to waste, dude.
So
you better not throw them away, bitch.
I didn't. I grabbed 2 of them, and I walked out the door with them, and the bouncer was like, "Hey, you can't be outside with those." So I just started running. This fat Hawaiian bouncer chased me 2.5 blocks down the street, and I looked back. I was barely jogging, and I was kicking his ass, dude.
He's like, huffing and puffing.
I'm like laughing with 2 drinks in my hand, like fast walking, and I turn around, and this dude is like running his fucking ass off, barely catching up.
Were you drinking as he's
fucking? Yeah, yeah. So after 2.5 blocks, I just stopped, and I'm just like, oh man, dude, like I could have got away from him.
So what the fat Mohican say when he caught you?
I was like. Your other bouncer friends are so far away, they can't even see us by now. Why don't you just say that you grabbed the glasses and threw them in the woods and I could be on my way back to my hotel where I could sip on these Jack and Cokes?
What'd he say?
All right, just call this girl that looks like exactly like Angelina Jolie and leave a message. And then he called and then went to voicemail and I didn't leave a message.
Did he know who you were before he started chasing you?
No, once he saw me. Holy shit.
He just wanted to do a drink.
I was like,
you.
So let me sip on the fucking Jack and Cokes. Just tell your other bouncer buddies that you throw them in the bush.
You did your 5 beta duty for the week, all right, frat boy? Sit down.
We're at the airport. We're just walking, and the girl goes, "Fucking shit!"
loud.
But it was the best, though, because I had a hood on, and my sleeves weren't even on the hood, and I had glasses on, and like this book bag, and I'm on a skateboard getting towed by G. I'm just hanging onto his book bag, just not even walking at all. It totally made
See,
me
the
look
life a millionaire, dude.
Yeah, he's like a blind.
It's
like,
so
he's
funny.
Blind.
So what, the bitch noticed you? You're in college.
She was like working at a sunglass hut. She's like, "Get over here! Oh my god!" Like just
cussing up a storm and shit. She's like, you are buying a pair of sunglasses off of me. I'm like, look at my sunglasses, dude. They're my sunglasses. Why would I buy a pair of sushi sunglasses?
But that's what's awesome, because we're talking about this little dirtbag nigger that works at the airport right now, because she didn't say, here's a free pair of glasses. She tried to insist that you buy a pair. That's the shit that's good. Don't, like, give him 15 pairs, you know, because he's the man. Insist that he buys a pair, you know? That's what's fucking brilliant.
And then I was doing that heel flip burial in Chicago, trying to shoot a photo.
Oh, yeah,
and
so
I
go, photos
dude, I'm throwing out $200 next time I do this. And I did it. And somehow Kingman acquired the $200. And then at the end, he was like, yo, do you want this? And I thought he was just giving me $200. I'm like, for my hard efforts. I'm like,
as a king does.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want that, man. I'm cool. He's like, you sure? I'm like, fuck no, I don't want that. So he puts it back in his pocket, and then when he goes to the airport, we're in the hotel, he's like, you sure you don't want this $200? I'm like, yeah, man, it's fucking yours, man. Take
Mike,
it.
Mikey, fuck about this.
So then I look at my fucking wallet, and I see that my $200 isn't in there. I'm like, dude, where's my money? He's like, Kingman took it. I'm like, why the fuck did he take it? He's like, you gave it to him. I was like, I thought he was being generous and saying good hard work, trying the trick. Here's $200.
Yeah, you straight up.
So I call him and he's like, dude, I'm at the airport right now. I'm like, where? He's like, Starbucks. I'm like, by where? He's like, K4. I'm like, all right, take that shit underneath the table and I'll come there and get it in 2 days. So I fucking walk there. There's this family sitting around this table at Starbucks sipping on coffee. I come up looking like the minger that I am.
Looking like true death.
I look under the table. I see this Element sticker. So I'm like, excuse me. They're like, why? I'm like, I just need to grab something. I go under their table as they're sipping on coffee. I unpeel the sticker, and there's a shitload of 20s just stacked up, and I just start, like, licking my thumb and counting the money.
He had to lick his thumb.
I'm like, good, it's all there. And then I just walked off. They were probably like, what the fuck shady drug deal was
They're
that
probably
about?
Looking around like crazy. Like, all right, we're going to rush our table in 1 minute. We're going to go to jail, Martha. All right, Bob.
Picture being like a 45-year-old mom with her, like, kids and shit, and then some shady-ass skater kid comes up and starts counting $200 taped to a fucking Starbucks table.
Or picture being a heroin addict letting grown men suck your dick for $20, dude, knowing there's $200 just sitting there at the table.
We were filming
that, too.
Jesus
were like,
Christ, where'd I go wrong, man?
God, dude, you're really popular in Chicago, too.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm tired of going there.
I'm talking about everywhere we go, dude. We just walked down.
And I had a hood on.
He had a hood on, his sunglasses, everything. And
we had to hide in the Hershey store.
We had to hide in the Hershey store, and fucking people were still following us. We had to go into a fucking Lamborghini store. People were still following us. It's endless.
You wanted to go into the
Were you being the FBA?
Store.
Were you the FBA that week?
I was like the fake Ben.
He was the FBA.
No.
My job.
I was being
my job.
No, I was being the FBBG, fake Ben bodyguard.
Why you take my job, bitch?
Huh? Oh, dude, man, someone's got a baby.
Fake damn bodyguard. Picture shit goose being a bodyguard, like all clomping down. you gotta go.
I gotta shoot a photo.
Is that you in that Mercedes S-Class? Oh, dude, that's sweet. Does that have a...
He forgets all about you.
Stereo's the guy. Gee, you're supposed to kick him out. Holy shit, babe, you gotta check out this Bose system.
He's got, like, navigational system.
He forgets all about it.
Babe, he's got Navi. Come and check it out.
That one chick at the airport. The chick in the sunglass bitch, she said the same thing. She's like, is this your bodyguard or something?
If I ever had a bodyguard look like you, man, I'd know my life was going to shit, man. Because they're supposed to be muscular and big and tough. You walk with a hunchback.
I know I'm not muscular, but I definitely am big.
Yeah, we all know that shit. Weight equals fucking muscle, and I got it all, buddy.
Yep.
You don't got it all.
Yo, I know I'm supposed to play Monster Magnet, but can you pop this in? Because this is the Saint. There's these drug addicts from Australia from the 70s. I really want to play it. It's track one.
You know what sucks? Every time this guy comes back from a trip, he has this great new heroin rock. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. But let me guess, the band's either dead or overdosed. We can never get
That's
more
That's the only
tracks.
Way it makes them cool.
God, man. Like... I wish I could find a happy medium to where they don't die because the music is so good.
Is Ready to Go or they're so heroined out that the CD doesn't even read? All right, let's hear it. This is the Saints called Stranded, and that's what Novak's going to be when I kick him out of the house.
I've been there, and I'll be there again. Cheers to
Radio
that.
Radio Ram CS 28 Faction.
Shoot dope.
On a phone, I've got no time to be alone. So I'm a
think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody feels the same. There's something like a good old reflection. I'm on a bit of kind of direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Play the man thing I can't do. You're like a mind stuck in a world. Your honey's like a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. But come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Was Heroin Addicts from Australia from 79. And that was insane.
I love the music, man.
It's called Stranded.
I wish they wouldn't die, because like, I just, it sends me home. It's like an HBO late night porn. As soon as you get a hard dick, the show cuts off. That's what this music does. It gives me a hard dick, and then they die. Like, what do I
man,
do?
Man, why do all heroin addicts gotta die on you when they're playing the best rock?
Nirvana.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain. I mean, I don't know. He's brilliant in his own sense of form, but,
I heard that Gus Van Zandt movie sucked.
So I was just gonna say,
I almost ran that the night about Kurt Cobain. I was afraid of that. I was just close away. I had it in my head.
The worst thing you'll
ever. Seriously?
Yeah.
Does it even look like Kurt Cobain?
Similar, but dude, they barely show him. It just sucks. They barely talk to him.
No shit.
Just fucking walks around and just.
I had it in my hand already.
Oh man.
Thank you.
Yo, we only have like a minute left on air, and
we got our girlfriends here
bumping clams last night. We got a French kiss on air, and we're going to prove it taking a photo, and you know you'll have it on
the dream seller and Bam's girlfriend, both of our girlfriends here, and they're going to take us out with a nice, long, wet kiss.
Where's that microphone? Yeah. We need to get some content.
Mic it out.
Bam, you ready under pressure?
They're both hot.
I can't really hear a kiss.
Well, we'll make it happen.
Oh, well, you just can sign online sloppy. And see it. Can you take video, Shikus?
What?
Oh, we have video here.
Yeah.
All right. We have photo and video.
Yeah. Put on a copy.
Alright, ready, babe?
You guys are witnessing something brilliant
here.
Oh,
shit.
One day you'll be this cool to have a girlfriend like this.
Alright, beforehand, have you ever,
Of course she has.
Have you lashed out with a chick before?
Absolutely.
Have you ever ate a beef, babe?
No comment.
That means yes.
No comment means no comment.
No what?
No comment means no comment.
That sounds like you ate.
Means like you ate a lot of pussies before.
That means you're guilty.
Hey, Mandy. Mandy, how many pussies have you ate in your lifetime?
I'm not telling that.
Yeah, we
come on. Means
let's
a lot.
Get a roundabout number.
Just a guess. Estimate. Over five?
I'm feeling that.
Over five?
Ten.
Over five or under five? Over under.
Not revealing means 10 or more.
Exactly. I mean, they dyked out on a normal basis.
No comment also.
Let's get this shit over with. All right, it's the Miami Middle Mark, ladies and gentlemen.
3, 2, 1. I need to hear, like, sloppiness. Ready?
Action.
Action.
Good. Good. Just go for it. Yeah.
Making out is going down right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's hot. My dick is getting hard.
Sorry. Did you get the photo shakers?
I think, yeah.
Oh, you can sign on and see it.
I think. You got like 4.
I know.
The perm, the perm wants to see more.
Oh, the flash didn't go off. Can you do it again?
Gee, I saw a flash. I witnessed
it.
I saw 4.
Whoa, it's fine. Blown out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's see the others.
Let's
see the others.
You guys might have to read yours. My dick got hard for real.
That's pretty good.
That was them pulling
post away. That one.
That way?
Yeah, because you can tell that they're getting ready.
What do you mean you can't see it's you? It's so damn you.
Well, show us your ass and we'll know it's you.
Show us your ass and we'll know it's you.
That's how I hear you, little fast company bitch.
Let's go for plumping clams.
All right, so this is the end of Radio Bam, and I'm going to end this with Hanoi Rocks, another drug addict.
Man. Just give me drugs tonight. If I used to do them, but I don't anymore. So my record is clear. I just like alcohol, guys. And nicotine.
I just like alcohol, guys.
And nicotine.
So
and
this is In My Darkest Moment by Hanoi Rocks. This came out a few years ago.
Oh, it's fucking great song.
Yeah, it's like a ballad.
And I'm the boss player.
Mike Jones, here we go. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later.
Fuck you, bitch.
Thank you.
Death Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.